on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, four lines from the bottom. V'dishon Mizbeach Hapnimi Koidem Latovas Chomesh Neiris. The dishon of the Mizbeach Hapnimi is before the Hatovas Chomesh Neiris. First they took off the dashen from the Mizbeach Hapnimi, and then they cleaned out five of the seven neiris of the menorah. And the makor of these mitzvahs, Rashi had said before, it says, Baboiker, Baboiker, Beitivoy es haneiris yaktireno. So from this pasuk we learned there's a mitzvah of atoves haneiris. We learned there's a mitzvah of ktoiris. And we also learn that there's a mitzvah of dishon mizbeach, which Rashi says, ve'ein k'teires ala la'achad dishon. So we learn from this pasuk these three mitzvahs, these three avodas, dishon mizbeach apnimi, and atovas haneiris, and then k'teires. So Abaye said, so the dishon mizbeach apnimi is koidam la'atovas chamesh neiris. First you make the dishon mizbeach apnimi, and then you make the Atovas Chomesh Neiris. So the Gemara asks, my time, why are you magdin the Dishon Mizbeach Hapnimi, which really it doesn't say in the Pasuk exactly you should do it, it seems there's a Psanan Sadi. So why are you magdin this before the Atovas Chomesh Neiris? Omar Abaye, Gemara Gemirne, I have a Kabbalah, that's how it is. Svore lo yadano, but to explain, to give a reason for it, I don't really know what the reason is. V'rova omar kereish lokish. Rova says, no, there's a reason, there's a svore to it. The omar reish lokish ain mavirin al hamitzvis. Reish lokish says that if a person passes by, a person comes in the proximity of a mitzvah, is ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. V'chi ayel leheichel. So when they come into the heichel, now we have here a mizbeach in front of him, that there's a mitzvah of dishon a mizbeach. There's a menorah in front of him, there's a mitzvah of atovas haneiris. So which one does he hit first? Does he meet first? B'mizbeach poga bereisha. He meets first the mizbeach. That's the first mitzvah that he meets. How do we know this? The sanya, we learned in a bereisha, in the heichel, there was the shulchan, the menorah, and the mizbeach. So the bereisha says as follows, shulchan b'tzofin, moshuch min ha-koisel shtei ames u'machze. It was 2 amis away from the Kaisel Tzvoini, 2.5 amis away. Umenoire bedorem, meshub, meshucham in a Kaisel, 2 amis umachtze. The same thing, the menoire was also 2 amis umachtze, 2.5 amis away from the Kaisel Droimi. Mizbeach memutze, vaoimet bemtza. The mizbeach is in the middle, between the shulchan and the menoire. But umoshuch klape chutz kima, but it is not the it is moved up a little bit towards mizrach. So that means when you enter the heichel from mizrach, so you meet first the mizbeach, and then you come to the menorah. So memele, so therefore, als the halacha of ein mavirin ala mitzvitz, that means I have here 2 chafetzim that mitzvahs have to be done with them. The mizbeach hazov, you have to be medash in the mizbeach hazov. You have a menorah that you have to be made of the neiris. And als the halacha of ein mavirin ala mitzvitz, since the mizbeach hazov juts out more towards Mizrach, so when the Kayin comes in, this is the first Chefze Shal Mitzvah he meets, so therefore he has to do this Mitzvah. So therefore the Dishon of the Mizbeach Apnimi is Koidem Lahatovas Chomesh Neiris. So the Gemara asks, V'nukme Lahadayu, why was it that way? That the Mizbeach jutted out a little bit, why weren't they all on one line? So the Gemara says, Kivin d'chsiv v'sam menoire noichach ha-shulcham. The Pasuk says that the menoire is opposite the shulcham. Bo'inem d'chozu adodi. So they should face one another. So there shouldn't be, the mizbeach should not block them completely. So therefore, they had to pull out the mizbeach a little bit towards Mizrach, that it should be v'sam menoire noichach ha-shulcham. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Gemara gamirno shekein sidron. I have a Kabbalah. That's what Abaye says. That's the Seder. The Dishim is Be'chavnimi comes before the Atovas Haneres. Svar elo yedana, b'los es tam ledova midati, I don't know. And Rav said, this is a svar, ein mavirim. Hapoigeya b'mitzveh, lo yaver mimeno. He shouldn't leave the mitzvah. V'navkalom b'mechilta mivishamartem es ha-matzais, kribei es ha-mitzvais. Lo tamtin lo she-tachmitz, he should not wait till it becomes tachmitz v'tiyoshem. So therefore, you have the mitzvahs in front of you, you should do it now. You shouldn't pass by the mitzvah. Mitzvah b'liyotcha al tachmitzena. Don't leave it. You should do it now. The Mishnah Berurah says la'aloche, he brings a raya from our Gemara, that if a person has in one room his tefillin, in the next room he has his talis, so he has to first put on the tefillin, then put on the talis. Because this is similar to the mizbeach. It means he came in, he first meets the mizbeach, and then he meets the menaira. So memela, so he has to do the mitzvah that the mizbeach is mechayev. So here he should first put on tefillin, and then if in the next room is the talis, then he should put on the talis. V'chi'ayel leheichol b'mizbeach poga bereishe, koidim sheyagia lemenaira, Shamizbeach moshech klapei mizrach kime, because the mizbeach is more towards mizrach. Moshech min hakoisel, meruchek min hakoisel, tzvoini, shtei ames umachze. What was the reason for this? Shir derech shnei kahanim, 2.5 ames is the shir of the width of 2 kahanim, zeitzel ze, hamisadrin shtei maroche shalechem apodim b'shabbos, ומצווסוי לסדרון ולסלקון יחד. That the mitzvah of Siddur Lechem upon him was that bebas achas, the old lechem was taken off, and immediately the new lechem was put on. Vabo nichnosim, 4 kahanim came in, שניים מצד זה של שולחן, לסליק אס המרוך הישון של לחם upon him, ושניים מצד זה לסדר החדוש. Meshucha min ha-koyso shtei ames ha-machse, the menoire was also 2.5 ames away from the wall, kemides ha-shulchan, toksiv noichach ha-shulchan, ze besad ze. Klapei chutz, klapei mizroch, letzad pesach ha-heichel. The mizbeach was jutting out more towards mizroch. Look me bahadayu, mechuvin beinayu, let it be mamish straight together with the menorah and the shulchan. V'lomo nimshach lechutz, why did it shut out? So the Gemara says, because it says, some menorah noichach ha-shulchan. Let us see Tosfos, ein mavirin al ha-mitzvos, b'peirek ezeu mekoimon, Gabi shiyorei hadom o yeshoifeich o yesoid marovi. There the Gemara is speaking about by the chateis hapnimiyois. So when the koyin came out from the heichel, so he had the leftover dam o yeshoifeich o yesoid marovi. Yesoid Maravi means that the Mizbeach was Bedorim, and the Tzad, the Kevish was Mamish in Dorim, the Keren Dreimis Maravis was towards Dorim, and the Keren going from Tzofen going from Dorum to Tzofen, so the second Kerem is called the Yesoid Marovi. So, which was more or less towards Tzofen. The Mizbeach, this was the Tzofen Kerem of the Mizbeach. The Yesoid, the Tzofen Yesoid of the Mizbeach. And the Tzad Meirit. So it says, Shiyorei Hadom, HaYeshoifech HaYesoid Marovi, so he poured it out, Al Yesoid Marovi, and the Yesoid that was Betzad Meirev, that's the Meirev Tzofen of the Mizbeach. Komar Bigmore Maitaime, why do you pour it there? So the Gemara says, Dersiv Al Yesod Mizbach HaOilo, the dam should be poured on the Yesod, Asher Pesach Oyel Moyed, which is, as soon as you come out from the Pesach Oyel Moyed, oh, who? The Pogebe Bereshe. So as soon as he comes out, he meets the Yesod Tzvoinis Marovis of the Mizbeah. So there, and that Yesod, he should go and pour the Shiyorei Adom. Umashme, so the Gemara finishes saying, Ahu de poga bei bereshe, because he meets this first. He meets the Yesod Marovi, which is the Morazvi Tzfoinis. This he meets first. Mishum da ein maviren ala mitzvah. That's what it would seem. The poga bei bereshe. Aval Rashi loigoras ahu de poga bei bereshe. Rashi erases these few words. Elami pesach oyel moyed kagomalo. The Yesoid Marovi shall Mizbeach have a keneged Pesach. That the Pesach is telling us, O Yesod Mizbeach Oilo, which Yesod, Asher Pesach Oil Moyed, which is opposite the Pesach. The Yesoid the Roimi is not opposite the Pesach of the Oil Moyed. The Pesach Oil Moyed was in the middle of the Beis HaMikdosh. So the Mizbeach extended towards the Pesach Oil Moyed. So the Yesod Marovis Tzfoinis was Mechuvin Keneged the Pesach Oil Moyed. The Yesod Roimi was not Mechuvin Keneged the Pesach Oil Moyed. So Rashi is Moichik, the last few words, Ahud de Poga Bei Bereish, that would seem the time is Altaim Aviren Alamitzvah. So Rashi just goes to the Pesach. The Pesach says that it should be poured on the Yesod, which is Mechuvin Keneged the Pesach Oil Moyed. The Gemara would seem like that the reason is because of Gzeiras HaKosov. Because the Gemara says, Gabi Shiyorei Hadom, the Shirayim of all the other Domim from all the Kobonis, HaYeshoifech Al Yesoid Deroimi. So that they spilled on the Yesoid Deroimi. Umeforesh Mishum, so the Gemara says, how do you know that the Dam of all other Kobonis they were Shoifech and the Yesoid Roimi, Mishum the Yilmat Yeridosoi Min HaKevesh, will learn out when the Kohen went off the Kevesh, Liyitziyosoi Min HaHeichel, when he went out of the Heichel. Ma Yitziyosoi Min HaHeichel B'Somuch Loi, just like when he left the Heichel. So the Shvichah Shirayim is on the Yesod that's closest to the Mokim ha-yitziye, dahainu yesoid marovi, af yiridose min ha-kevesh, so when the kohen is coming down from the kevesh, for example, by a chatos, so he's coming down from the kevesh, so he also should make the shvicha shirayim besomuch loy, dahainu yesoid roimim. Ve'i, me'ein ma'viren ala mitzvahs koyalev, if you'll say that that we know that you have to be Shaifer the Shirayim or Yesoid Marovi is because of the klal of Eim Aviren Ala Mitzvahs, Koyalef L'Pnimiyim D'Nishpochim HaYesoid Marovi. Amai Pshita Leitvei B'Pnimiyim Shem B'Yesoid Marovi Mi Bechitzim B'Yesoid Deroimi. So why is the Yesoid Marovi more poshut to the Gemara than the Yesoid Deroimi? That means the same reason that your shayfech, the chatas apnimis, the dam, the shiraim of the chatas apnimis and the soid marovi is because it's aim aviran ala mitzvahs. I'm here. So, Memele, for that reason, you should be Shefer, the Achatas Chitzoyna, on the Yisoid Daraimi, because I'm also Emevirna Ala Mitzvahs. So not, you don't have to learn out the Daraimi from the Marovi. V'chein mashme reish perish kodshe kodoshim, the parech, V'chein mashme reish perish kodshe kodoshim, the parech shiore yadom behed yiksibu, ashe pesach oil moit, Vaistos also that it's a posik, it's Vaistos you learn out from the posik. V'im taima, so now that Tosfos was mevara, that the reason you shofar the shirayim and the yisoid marovi is because of a posik, is v'lomo liko, amai lo inafke midarei shlokish, da'ein maviren ala mitzvahs. Kaponim, from this Tosfos we see it's a deraise. The Tosfos is, why do you need a posik? It is reishlokish is klal, a maviren ala mitzvahs, it's a deraise de kaloche. V'yesh loimau, so Tosfos says, the loishayche de reishlokish, elaheiche de beinon lemeva talvayu. If I want to do both, sheyesh lahagdim ahu de pogabe bereisha. If I want to do both, so the shayla is, which one should I do first? So then you magdim ahu de pogabe bereisha. Like in our Gemara, I want to do the dishon mizbeach apnimi. I want to make atoves haneiris. Which one am I magdim? I magdim the one which is poga by bereish. That's the dishon the mizbeach apnimi. Avol heiche the loy avdinon elochat. But if you only have to do one, loy gamrine minei. Then we can't learn out. Now, before we go further, what does Tosfos mean? What does Tosfos mean? L'chayre, Rashi had said that the Mekoyer of Eim Avir Nala Mitzvahs is, we learn out, Ushmartem Es HaMatzis, Ushmartem Es HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Bo L'yotcha Al Tach Mitzena, so, it says two. You have an opportunity to do a mitzvah. You do it. Eim aviran ala mitzvahs. What does Tosfos mean? There's a difference. The only when there's two. Aleich dimin lomevet tovayu. Aleich loyevdin en lochad legemrinim inay. So the Siach Yitzrok brings down a Tosfos in Menoches that explains this Tosfos beautifully. But there it's much clearer. Tosfos says over there that Be'emison, I have here a different problem. Let's go to our Gemara. Our Gemara, I have two mitzvahs in front of me. I have Dishon Mizbeach HaPnime. I have to do this mitzvah. I know there's a mitzvah of Dishon. There's a mitzvah of Atovas HaNeiris. So now the shaila is, which one should I do first? You do this one first. You Poga Boi Tchila, you do this one first. By the Shvichas Shereim and the Yesod, I don't know which chelik of the Yesod is a mitzvah of Shvichas Shereim. Where are you supposed to be Shaifach the Shereim? Because I met this first, that means that here's the Mokim a mitzvah. There's a different Shaila over here. The Shaila is there a mitzvah to be Shaifach over here? There is no din Emaviren ala mitzvahs. Emaviren ala mitzvahs is, if I know here is a mitzvah, the Shaila, when should I do the mitzvah? Do it now. But there is a different Shaila. I'm coming out of the Heichel. I have to pour the dam on a Yesod. Which place in the Yesod? I don't know which place in the Yesod. That's good for the Shaila. So Memela say Emaviren ala mitzvahs, that's what Tosfos means. Tosfos means if you know that this is a mitzvah already, so then the shaila is to do it. Mitzvah bo l'yotcha tach mitzeno. But when he walks out of the eichel, who says there's a mitzvah bo l'yotcha? Who says there's a mitzvah to be shayfich the shiraim over here? Maybe you have to be shayfich it on the tzad d'roimi. That's what Tosfos means. That's a beautiful svara. If Tosfos would stop here, would be beautiful also. Because I don't know which one to do. Now, Tosfos adds on. V'navid l'todeh l'chudeh, v'loy navid l'sha'enei todeh. Now Tosfos throws in another svarim that Bemisin the Yisoid Raimi is Tadil. That means one always. This is the Yisod that was used for all Kobonis. And the Chattis HaPnimi, Afilu will say that we use the Yisod Marovi, but this is not Todil. So that means, the Magen Avraham means to say that it's all one Teretz. That means, if I don't know which one to use, I don't know which one to use. And I do, by this Kolben, I don't know which one to use. In Adarabe, the Yisoy Deroime is Tadir for Shviche. So forget. I should say to use that. That I know is used for Shviche. This I don't know Bechlal if it's used for Shviche. So Memele, let me use that one. Who says Bechlal, this is a Mokim Aroyle Shviche. This is the Mokim of the Mitzvah Shviche. So, to be mechadish, that this is a mokim shviche shereim because I'm passing by, that you can be mechadish. So that's why, you need a posik takedim mechadish, that the mokim shviche shereim by the chatois hapnimis is, on the yesoid, on the kneged pesach oil moid. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Omar Rove, Shma Mino, mit der Reish Lokish, from the Yisod of Reish Lokish, the Reish Lokish said a klal, ein maviren ala mitzviz, avuri daro atoitavto oso, heichi ovid mi daro litoitavto. Now let us see what Rashi says. Midere Shlokish, the Omar ein maviren ala mitzvis, avuri daro atoy tafto. Daro is the zroya, atoy tafto is the tzulin shorosh. Laacher, to be maacher, tfilin shebizroya, bishvil tfilin shorosh. That I should first put on the tfilin shorosh, also, you're not permitted to put on the tefillin shel roish first. Do bizroya poga tchile, because you first encounter the zroya. Let's come back to see what this means. Eichi ovid, what should you do? Midaro litay tafto. Min hazroya, from the zroya, yovoy al roish. Yoniach shebizroya atchile. He should first put on the tefillin shel yad, v'achakach yoniach shel roish. Akaponim, we see from Rashi that Rove learned out from Reish Lakish that one is not permitted to put on the tefillin shel roish first, la'ache tefillin shebizroya bishvil tefillin shel roish, to be ma'acher the tefillin, you want to put on first the tefillin shel roish also, toho bizroya poga tchile. Is poga tchile. The rehitis loshen of Rashi, let us go to Tosfos and we'll come back. Perish Rashi, lo niyach tefillin b'roish. If he wants to put on tefillin b'roish, koidem she yoniach tefillin shel yad. Also, the kamaver al mitzvahs tefillin shel yad. Is maver al mitzvahs tefillin shel yad. De poga b'reisho bizroya. First, he's poigeya in the zroya. Koidem she yagiya l'roish. Now, from the Lashon of Tosfos, more than the Lashon of Rashi here, it would seem as follows. That Be'emesin, this person has in front of him two tefillin. Yes, tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh. Now, which one should he put on first? So, l'chayre, the Lashon of Rashi, the way Tosfos brings it down, would seem as follows. Just like
we said when a person enters the Heichel, there is a Mizbeach that needs Dishon. There's a Menoire that needs Hatove. Which mitzvah should be done first? So the one he encounters first, that mitzvah he does first. And he encounters the Mizbeach before he encounters the Menoire. So, L'chaire, it would seem, here's the same thing. His hand needs a kshira of tefillin. His head needs a kshira of tefillin. Which one does he encounter first? So it seems his hand is closer than his head. So memele, that's the lashon of Tosis, would seem close like that. De poga bereisha bizroya, he encounters the zroya kaidem sheyagia l'roish. He encounters the zroya before he encounters the roish. So therefore, he should put on the zroya, the tefillin shel yad, before he puts on the tefillin shel roish. Tosis in Menachos brings down from Rashi. As follows. Taisis and Menachos, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, they bring from Rashi, that Rashi said, Kishe Pegeya Betfilin Shel Yad Tchile, Oso Lahavir Olaniach Shel Rosh. So Rashi and Taisis and Menachos brings down from Rashi a different story in Gansin. Not all the time you have to first put on the tefillin shel yad before the tefillin shel rosh, because your zroya is you encounter the zroya before you encounter the rosh. No, it's speaking about, he had the tefillin shel yad in his hand, so he should put on the tefillin shel yad first. And because he has the tefillin shel yad in his hand, so he should put on the tefillin shel yad before he puts on the tefillin shel rosh. That's how Tosis brings from Rashi Menachos. And according to this Rashi, the Goyin says, in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down, if a person by mistake took out the Tefillin Shel Rosh, he should put it back and then put on the Tefillin Shel Yad. So he says, according to Rashi, it's not like that. Because Rashi said, why do you have to put on the Tefillin Shel Yad before the Tefillin Shel Rosh? Because I'm holding the Tefillin Shel Yad. Vice Taisa will be holding the Tefillin Shel Rosh, he'll put on the Tefillin Shel Rosh first. As if the Mesayis gives him from Rashi. But Lashon of Taisvis by us, it would seem that Afili is not holding it. Rashi is not too clear. Rashi could mean the Tefillin Shel Yad, the Tefillin Shel Rosh. La'acha, avuri da'ara te'tavta, la'acha Tefillin Shel Bezroya, b'shvil Tefillin Shel Rosh also, to Bezroya pogatchila, because it's speaking about that he took the Tefillin Shel Yad first. But Lashon Tosis is more mashma that if he didn't hold anything. V'koshe l'peirusha. So, Esaba Kaponim, so Rove was Mechadish, according to Reish Lakish, it comes out that Allah is, you have to be Magdim, the Tefillin Shel Yad to the Tefillin Shel Rosh. V'koshe l'peirusha, the Mai Irye Mide Reish Lakish, you need the Shtik Torah of Reish Lakish, to tell us you have to be magdim the tefillin shel yad for the tefillin shel rosh. Typically, with the oma beperik hakoy mitzrabe, kshu meiniach shel yad v'achar kach shel rosh. Tersiv ukshartam liyois al yodecha, v'hodav oyu l'taytofis bein einecha. The pasuk says how the seder is. First the shel yad and then the shel rosh. Taf mezogen epes hadroshe. The Gemara says that the Pasuk says how to say the rest. So Bemisin the Taisus Rid wants to fa'em for Rashi. There could be this such a Gemara in Menachos. But Rove held could be the way it says in the Pasuk is not Muchach that that has to be the Seder. It says like that in the Pasuk, but it's not Muchach that the Seder is Ma'akev. And perhaps we could be mamtik a little bit, because I saw the Chayodom in Hilchas Tefillin brings down from the Poiskim. The Poiskim say that Shal Yad has to be first, because says Ukshaltam Lois Aydecha, Bahoda Voyle Taitovis Bein Enecha, Zuk the Frekte Chayodom. He says, you know, it says in the Posik, Lachtam Lachem Priyates Hodo, Kapis Tamorim Vanaf Eitzovis Varve Nochel. So it says, first take an Esrik, and Chazal say, first you take the Lulav. So the Pasuk does not mean that B'davke the Seidah L'kicha has to be that way. The Pasuk mentioned it as oi. So, but he asks it for Akasha. What's that mean in the Pasuk? The Seder, Ksivas HaPasuk, is not Muchach at all, that the Seder Hasiya has to be that way. So, Be'etzim, the Chayodim wants to say that really the Raya is, there's a different drash in the Gemara Menachos. V'hoyu l'taytofis bein einecha, kol zman shehem bein einecha yu shnayim. V'hoyu! It's a Lashon Rabbim l'taytofis bein einecha. When it's the, you're wearing the tefillin shel Rosh, but the tefillin shel Yad says v'hoyu l'ois ha'yodcha, v'hoyu. But when it speaks about the tefillin shel Rosh, it says v'hoyu l'taytofis bein einecha. So Chazal Darshan, when the tefillin shel Rosh is on Yad, they have to be a tefillin shel Yad also. So from that posik, would be a makir that the tefillin shel Yad has to be before the tefillin shel Rosh. Al kolponim, Tosfos does not like Rashi's pshat. You don't need Reish Lakish to tell me the halacha. You have to be magdim the tefillin shel Yad to the tefillin shel Rosh. Umeforish Rabbeinu Tam b'shem Rav Haigoin Zatzal. The Ayri, the Gemara is speaking about something else completely. B'shor shecholet tefillin, a person is taking off his tefillin, u'meinichon b'tik, and he's putting the tefillin in a tefillin baitel. Now we have to realize that the tefillin baitlach b'zman tosvis was not like our tefillin baitlach. Our tefillin baitlach, they're broad, so you have place to put one next to the other. The tefillin baitlach bisman the balei tosfos in, it was a long, thin baitel, and you only had place to put one behind the other and one in front of the other. So the Gemara is speaking about b'shor shecholet tefillin. When a person is cholet tefillin, u'meinichon betik, shelo yaver oison shel yad, shelo yaver, yaver is a loshen magdim, that's what the Ritva says. He should not be magdim oishan shel yad. He shouldn't put the tefillin shel take put in the tefillin shel yad the yitnaim betik tchila. He should first be magdim vayaver sakushi. He shouldn't be magdim the tefillin shel yad taking off the tefillin shel yad the yitnaim betik tchila. And he'll put them first in the tefillin baitel vaachar kach shel roish lamaylo, and then he'll put the tefillin shel Rosh in front of it. Dimkein, kshayovay lahaniyach, if he's going to do that, he took off first the tefillin shel Yad, and then he put that in the tik, and then that he put in the back of the tik, and then in front of it he put the tefillin shel Rosh. Dimkein, kshayovay lahaniyach, so the next time I want to lay tefillin is yivka b'shel Rosh tchila. So he'll want to put on the tefillin. He'll yivka b'shal roish tchila. V'yitztarich lahavir ala mitzvah. See, Tosfos says klal da'alochim. Well, the mice you're not allowed to put on the shal roish first. So what'll you do? You'll have to be mavir ala mitzvah. Mishum de shal yad yesh lo niach tchila ke de prishes. V'ikach tzarich lo niach betik shal roish tchila. So first put the tefillin shal roish. V'acharkach shal yad lo mailo, and then the tefillin shal yad should be up front. Now, let us look in the Gemara if we'll understand the Lashon of Rove. Omar Rove, Shma mino midereish lokish, Avure, so the Ritva says Avure is a Lashon akdumi, to be magdim, daro, the tefillin shal yad, atay tefto, before the tefillin shel Rosh, that means to put in first the tefillin shel Yad, and then put in the tefillin shel Rosh, is also heichi ovid. So what should one do? Now we'll get stuck. It says midara l'teitefta. So it should said it's heichi ovid teitefta v'hoder dara. That's what the Gemara should have said. Midara l'teitefta. So the Ritva asks the Kasha. So the Ritva says, he has a few words. Yenichem beinyan. He should put it in the tik. in such an oifen, ki bishas hanoche, when he wants to put it on, leizel midaro l'teitefto, he should put it in such an inyan in the tik, that when he's putting it on, he'll be going midaro l'teitefto. You have to add a few words. That is al kaponim, the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat, b'shem Rav Haigoy. V'Rabbi Liyoz Atzal Meforish, the Le'inyin Mishmush Ayri. Rav is not talking about the Seder Hanoche. The Seder Hanoche Fashteitzach, the Tvilin Shal Yad is before the Tvilin Shal Roj. He's speaking about the Seder of the Zemitzvah L'mashmish Tfilov. The Chayiv Odom L'mashmish B'Tvilin Kol Shor Kavochayim Amitzitz. Vashtekoma the Bishel Yad M'mashmish Tchilo Mishum Depoga Behen Bereishe Acharkach M'mashmish Bishel Roish. So here it would seem that here it seems the Zroya is closer than the Tvilin Shal Roish. So when you're being memashmish, you first should be memashmish be tefillin shel yad, and then you should be memashmish be tefillin shel rosh. Agav Uche, the Bir Aloche, brings down a chay odom that is choylik on a Mogen Avrom, and the Bir Aloche tainis, he brings a raya from Rabbein Elio, and the Bir Aloche tainis, it's a very shvach raya. What is the machloikis of the Chayi Odom with the Mogen Avrom? The Mogen Avrom says, Amuyim de Kechidish, Yisraelik Pashtus Anam Mechaba. The Mogen Avrom says, the halacha of Ein Maviren ala Mitzvahs is Davke, let's say, if I hold the Tvilin Shel Rosh, and so then there's a problem with Maviran Allah Mitzvahs. He says, what if the Tfilin are in a Tfilin Baitel? Let's say a person has a Talas Baitel and a Tfilin Baitel. One can't wear Tfilin Kozman in the Baitel. So it doesn't fall into the category of Maviran Allah Mitzvahs. That means the Mitzvah is not accessible yet. A Tfilin in a Tfilin Baitel is not... You can't wait to fill in this matzah. We have to first take it out of the Baitel. I didn't take it out yet, so there's no din of Eim Avir and Allah Mitzvahs. That's what the Mogen Avrom wants to say. So the Chayodom asks Akashe, he says, you see, the Rabbeinu Leo says that by Mishmosh you should be Magdim the Tvilin Shal Yad to the Tvilin Shal Roish. So he says the Tvilin Shal Yad are also covered. They're also like in a baitel, because the din v'hoyu l'chol ois, v'loy l'acherem ois, the tefillin shel yad should be covered. So he says, so what's the difference if your sleeve is over the tefillin shel yad, or if the tefillin are in a baitel? He says, just like if according to the Mogen Avrom, a tefillin baitel doesn't, there's no din of eim aviren ala mitzvahs, so why with the tefillin shel yad, which is covered with a sleeve, there is a din of maviren ala mitzvah. So he's choylik on the Mogen Avrom from Rabbi Elio. So the Bir Aloche says it's no raya whatsoever. That the Mogen Avrom only meant that if the tefillin are in a matzv, that basher usham, they're not wearable in this matzv, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah In a matzv, if they're in a tefillin baitel, so there's no din of maviran al mitzvah. The mitzvah is not in front of me. You have to take it out of the baitel, then the mitzvah will be in front of me. Not that you see it, you don't see it. It can be in a plastic bag also. But the gather is that the mitzvah is inaccessible to you. I can't get to the mitzvah by Sheru Shom. So there's no din of maviran al mitzvahs. Masha'inke, the mitzvah of mishmush is that way. If I can't, you're supposed to wear tefillin. The tefillin are supposed to be mechusa. That's the seder of Levishas tefillin. V'oyu l'chol lois, v'loy l'acherim lois. That's how the tefillin should be. And in this matzah, there's a mitzvah of mishmush. So, what shaykh is, so, it means tefillin should be covered. And the tefillin shel yad should be covered, and now there's a mitzvah to be mamashmish these tefillin shel yad. So fashteitzach, here there's a din of emavir and ala mitzvahs. Zog the Gemara weiter. Vahatovas chomesh neireis koidem l'dam atomit. The Hatove, they used to clean out. There were 7 Neiris in the Menorah. So they used to, the Neiris were receptacles that were in the Menorah. They took out 5 of the receptacles. They cleaned them out. They did this Koidem Ledam Atomid. Before the Zrikes Hadam. First they were Meitiv the Neiris, and then Koidem Ledam Atomid. Vidam Atomid Koidem Latova Shtei Neiris. And then they was Zerik the Dam, and then they made the Gmar HaTove of the last 2 Neiris. My time. So what is the reason of this Seder that the HaTovas HaNeiris is before the Dam HaTomid? And the Dam HaTomid is before the Shtei Neiris. What, how do we get this Kugel? Omer Abaye, Ahu ba boiker de shnei gzire eitzim de loitzrichi shodinu lohoche. Now let's just remind ourselves, we had learned yesterday, the Gemara asked, how do you know, which is first, the shnei gzire eitzim or the dishun mizbeach hapnimi, which is first? They made the maroche, then they made the 2 maroches. Now you have a mitzvah of shnei gzirei eitzim, and you have a mitzvah of dishon mizbeach hapnimi. Which one is first? So the Gemara said a svore that machshir koidim, a very interesting svore, that if you won't have wood, you won't have coals, so you can't have k'toyres. So the Asik of Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, which is an Asik of making coals, so that comes before K'tayres. You can't have K'tayres without coals. So the Dovo, which is Machshir, which enables the mitzvah K'tayres to occur, is only through the coals. So the Machshir has to be before you do anything with the Mizbeach HaPnimi. You want to be medashin. First, you have to take care of the machshir. The machshir is a din kdim. So now we know al pi cheshbin that the dishon mizbeach hapnimi has to follow the shnei gzirei eitzim. Shnei gzirei eitzim has to be before that. Now, by the dishon mizbeach hapnimi, by the k'tayres, by the tovas haneiris, it's one posik. We have mentioned before, Rashi says the pasuk is Baboiker, Baboiker, Behitiboy as Haneiros Yaktirenom. This pasuk is speaking about K'tayres, it's speaking about the Dishon Mizbeach Hapnimi because Ein K'tayres Elalach Dishon, it's speaking about Atovas Haneiros. Now this mitzvah is Baboiker, Baboiker. That's what it says in the pasuk, it's Baboiker, Baboiker. Now if I figure it out, Al Pi Cheshbin, that the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim are before, because the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is a machshir. So I know zicher that the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is zicher baboike baboike. It's zicher this man of baboike baboike. It's even before. But al kaponim, I know it's before. So this, it says by the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, ubir oleho eitzim baboike baboike. So now these 2 baboikes that it says by the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is ibrik. Because I know when it has to be. It's before the K'tayres. It's before the K'tayres, before the Tovas HaNeiris. I know that already. So I have 2 extra words, Baboike. So now let's go back to the Gemara. Zuk the Gemara. Omar Abaye, Ahu Baboike, Baboike, the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, the double Loshen Baboike, Baboike, which is mentioned by Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, the loitz richi, I don't need them, because I know when you make the shnei gzirei eitzim, and it's before the atovas haneiros, before the dishmas bechavnimi, so I have 2 extra ones. Shodinu lohoche. So I take these 2, and I'll use them on different avoiders. Now what am I gonna do? Chad shodye latovas chomesh neiros. So 1 boiker I'll use on the atove of chomesh neiros. So now it comes out that there's 3 boikers. I have the 2 baboike baboike that says by Atovas HaNeiros. Now it says the 3rd one. chad shodye la toves haneretz, v'likadme ledam atomit, that this should be before the dam atomit. Really, by the dam atomit, it says one boiker. Now we have three in one. Versteht sich, dass der toves chamesh neretz is first. V'chad shodye ledam atomit, v'likadme la toves shtei neretz. We'll later see there's a besondere limud that you have to split the hatovas haneiris, 5 and 2. That we'll see later. So now I have here 3 avoidis. I have hatovas chomesh neiris. I have the zrik of the dam atomit. I have hatovas steineiris. I have 3 avoidis. So now Abaye just went and took one boiker and added it to the hatovas chomesh neiris. So there's 3 boikers. That means before. Then he took the other boiker and he added it to the dam atomit. So now I have 2 boikers by the dam atomit. I have 2 boikers by the atova shtei neiris. So now we end up with the seder. Now let's see. Chatshel atova chamesh neiris. The lekadme le dam atomit. So the atova chamesh neiris is before the dam atomit because that has 3 boikers. The atova has 3 boikers. The dam atomit has 2 boikers. The hochet losa, the hochet chay. V'chad shodye le dam atomit. In one boiker, I added onto the dam atomit, and that made that the dam atomit has 2. The dekad me la tova shtei neiris. That the dam atomit is before the tova shtei neiris. Mechitaisi. Afal gav the hochet chay, the hochet chay. The tova shtei neiris says boiker, boiker. The tamatomit says boiker boiker, mechaper odef. But if they're equal already in boiker boiker, then the tamatomit has a mile over the atova steineris, because the tamatomit is a mechaper. So memele, so that's the reason of the seder. Atova chomesh neiris has 3 boikers, tamatomit has 2 boikers and a mile of mechaper. And Atova Shtei Neiris has 2 boikers without a mile of mechaper, so that's why that's less. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, ba boiker de shnei gzirim, de loy tzorich, we don't need it, to amoron marsher odiv. I said a marsher is odiv. Is shadino lahochi, shezu mide betoire, dovo shei ne inyen loy, ne inyen lechaveiroi. The hochet losa va hochet rei. Hochet losa ba toves neiris ksiv ba boike ba boike. So we have 2 already. Va hai de shadinen aleichat. Now we just took another boiker and put it next to it. Hot losa. So now you have 3. Ube tomit ksiv esa keves ha echo tasa ba boike. So you have 1. Va hai de shadinen alei kidi oma. Chad shodi le dam atomit. So now you have 2 by the dam atomit. Is half agav the hochetrei v'hochetrei. Now, say by the dam atomit you have 2 boikers. Say by the atobeshteiners you have 2 boikers. Hani mechapri, sheho oilo mechaperes ala seiva loisase, shenitik leese lekamon bepilke. An oilo is mechaper. I'm not vacant. I was always under the impression that din that an oilos mechaper on a essay and a loisas anitik lesse, that's an oilos nedove. A person who was oiva on an essay or a loisas anitik lesse, he brought a korban oilo. But here we're speaking about the tomid. The tomid is speaking about a korban tzibur. So, Tachsim, it would seem from Rashi that the Kolben Tzibur of the Talmud was also Mechaper on an Asay in Aloysase. So it's very modern. So if they always had the Talmud, so when did a person bring an Oila? I mean, why did a person think, if the Kolben Tzibur was Mechaper on an Asay in Aloysase, so when did a person have to bring a Kolben Oila himself? In Yalkut it says, Oilas Tomid, Tomid Shol Shacher Hoye Mechaper Alaveirish and Nasa Balaila, and Tomid of the previous night, and Tomid Shol Ben Abayim was Mechaper, and the Veirish Shenasu Bayoim. The Gemara said, the Yalkut says, Tzedek Yolin Bo, Tzadik Yolin Bo, that a person was a Tzadik, because the Talmud was Mechap. I don't know, Klo, which Averis the Yalkut means, if it means, but Al Kaponim, it was Mechap, the Talmud was Mechap. Period. Omalei Rav Pope Labaye. So Rav Pope asked Abaye, as Abaye juggled the two boikers, we had two extra boikers, so one he put on the Tovas Chomish Neiris, one he put on the Damatomid, and then it came out the Cheshbon is, Atovas Chomish Neiris, Damatomid, Atovas Shtei Neiris. Omalei Rav Pope Labaye, I'll juggle different. The aim of, Chad Shodye Ledishin Mizbeach Apnimi. We'll put one boiker on the Nishim Mizbeach Apnimi. So we'll have here three boikers. The Nishim Mizbeach Apnimi also says Baboiker, Baboiker. So we have three boikers for the Nishim Mizbeach Apnimi. Then it Kadmei Ledam Atomid. The Hochet Lose, the Hochet Rei. The Chad Shodye Ledam Atomid. The Nigdaim Latovas Chomesh Neiris. Instead of putting one boiker on the Chomesh Neiris, let's put one boiker on the Dishon Mizbeach Apnimi. So we'll have first Dishon Mizbeach Apnimi, then the Dam Atomit, and then the Atovas Chomesh Neiris. Bechad shod yil adam atomi, de nigdam la tovas chamesh neiris. Da hafel gav da hoche trei va hoche trei, mechaper odet. So let's say this way. Let's say that we're magdim. So what's his kasha? His kasha is how do you know to be magdim? La tovas chamesh neiris to the dam atomi. Maybe you're only magdim the dishm is bechapnimi to the dam atomi. And you're magdim the dam atomi to the tovas chamesh neiris. Zok de Gemara Rav Pop, if you're gonna do this, im kein avsuki ba maim avsakes lohu. So if you're going to take the Dam Atomid and put that before the Hatovas Chomesh Neiris, so how will you be able to divide the Hatovas Haneiris into 5 and 2? Like this, we divide it with an avoidant between, so it's called 2 different avoidants. But if you took the Dam Atomid and you were magdim to the Atobas Chomesh Neiris, what are you going to stick in between the Chomesh Neiris and the Shtei Neiris? Ken Avsuki by Mavsikas Lohu. Hanich Elereish Lokish. Now who says you have to be Mavsik? So the Gemara says like this. Hanich Elereish Lokish Dama Lama Mitivin V'chaisun Mitivin. Reish Lakish said, "Asvar, why do you have to split it up? Take, make first 5, and then you make 2. K'day lahargish kol azore kula. There was an Indian to make a whole tumul in the azore. You make 5, and you go out, and you come back again. Basically, kim nalech berogesh. There was an Indian that it should be lebedik and with his rakshas and his lavish. So they split it up. So good. So according to that, there's no." Be'etzim tzoyrech, that there has to be an avoida, that has to be mapsi. You just go out and come in again, and it's a new ischachis. So, yesking a good kashin, but I don't know. Then it's a good kashin. So, you will, elolah, rab yoichanin, the omar, baboike, baboike, but rab yoichanin said a drosh, baboike, baboike, chalkeyu lushnei bekorim. There's another drasha from the Baboike Baboike that you divide the Hatovas HaNeiros, Bativayas HaNeiros, when he's mate of the Neiros, it should be in 2 boikers. That means there's twice a Haschole. You make 2 Hatovas. So if you have to make 2 Hatovas, then the only way you can make 2 Hatovas is if we will make an Avoide in between, then it'll be considered 2 Hatovas. So therefore, according to you, we won't be able to make 2 Hatovas because we stuck the Dam Atomid before the Hatovas Chomesh Neiris. So therefore, you have to do the way I said. That you take one boik on the Hatovas Chomesh Neiris, And therefore, you're magdim that tovus chamesh neres to the dama tomid, and the dama tomid is in between. What is Rashi? So Rashi says, im kein the mekad meslei the dama tomid. If you're going to be magdim the dama tomid to the atovus chamesh neres, afsuki b'mai poskes la tovus haneres la abeshol. What does Rashi mean according to Abishol? Because we learned before that if you dalu them at base, according to the Chachomim, the Ktoiris was mafsik between the Hei Neiris and the Beis Neiris. So it's no problem. But Abishol holds that the Ktoiris has to be after all the Neiris. The Pasuk says, Baboike, Baboike, Beitivoi, Es HaNeiros, after he's made him the Neiros, Yaktirenu. The Ktoiros is after the Atovus HaNeiros, according to Abishol. So, Memele, according to Abishol, Kim the Islay, Meitiv, Va'achakach Yaktir, that he holds that the whole Atovus is before the Haktorim. Is now you're saying Dam Hatomid Tagdim. You're asking the Dam Hatomid should be first. Ubahaktoiris ta'acha. And the Ktoiris should be afterwards. Ubeiza avoide tafsikai. So how are you going to be mafsik? Vim taime ma'ich beslach. So who says you'll be mafsik? So that, okay. It's on nichel, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Domer ein hafsakos nalu laharbois hergish. Mahalach psiyois v'keil tchilas avoides bazori. You're starting again a new avoide. That Tovah Shtei Neiros is a new avoide. So according to Reish Lakish, you're right. So you won't be mafsik with an avoide. Shaper. Yesh l'choloyma yafsik b'neim lahamtin ben eilu le'eilu. Lotzeis v'likoneis. Like they avoide b'ntayim. Then you have a good kasha. Enechanami. I don't know what answer you according to Reish Lakish. Elo l'Rabbi Yochanan, the dorish baboiker baboiker beheitivoi. So the Menachem Eish of Nefesh brings up Sagils and Rashi. It's a little clearer than we have it over here. Ela Rabbi Yochanan, the Dorish, Baboike, Baboike, Beheitivoi, Chelkehu, Lebeis, Bekorim, divide the Hatove into two Bekorim, is Lebeis, Neireis, Eilu, Yakdimu, Avoide. So for the last two Neireis, you'll have to be Magdim and Avoide. Achas. Alma yesh avoide peineyem. So memele, so if you're going to take the dama tomid and put that before the tovus chomesh neiros, with what are you going to divide the tovus haneiros? V'hol ekel meimer afsekei bedishin mizbeach apnimi. That will be mafsik. The dishim is be'ech apnimi between the neiros imkain the magdim hatoves hay neiros ledishin. If you're going to make hatoves hay neiros before the dishin, have le maver ala mitzvahs. Yeah, so you can't do that. The dishin misbech dim has to be before that hatoves chomesh neiros because ay maver ala mitzvahs. That was Reish Lakish's chesed. Vavoide su, and I'm clear, maybe avoide acheres, I don't know, vavoide su, and a different avoide, leke lahagdim mikoyma, maybe from the later avoides, you can't bring it up, lahagdim mikoyma lasita b'neim, shekulam sduritz kan opia mikrois, everything is working with a seder. So that was the teretz. The teretz was, if you're going to be magdim, the Dama Tomet Aratovas Chomesh Neiros, you'll be stuck, you won't have an avoide with which to be Mavdil, that Tovas Chomesh Neiros, and that Tovas Shtei Neiros. Period. Omale Ravina Laravashi. Hai baboike de eitzim. Now we said before that the baboike of shnei gzirei eitzim is ibrik, because we know that the shnei gzirei eitzim is koidem for the dishim is beich apnimi, because this is a machshir, and so that zikha comes first. So it was ibrik, and we took the two boikers and we divided them. Mi miyata homi boile legufe. The koma rachmone nekadme lemaroche shniye shel k'teiris. The Torah wants to tell us that we make the shnei gzirei eitzim before we make the second maroche. Omalei, he says it's not true. V'lav miyukimna oleho v'loy alchavoto. Ubiya oleho akoyim eitzim baboike baboike. So oleho means you make the shnei gzirei eitzim on the maroche gdoila, not on the second maroche, mechlal de isa lechavoto. So vaistois, before you put on the shnei gzirei eitzim on the maroche gdoila, there's already a maroche shniya. Period. Frag die Gemara weiter. Meishna da Ovid hatovas chomesh neiris bereish. Why first are you mative? We learned that baboike, baboike, that it means that each hatova has its own boike. So therefore we have to split up the hatovas. You make two separate hatovas. So the Gemara says, why do you make first hatovas chomesh neiris bereish? Navid hatovas shtei neiris bereish. Let's first make the two neiris. Then we'll make the five. It's and for the Gemara, even the asl behu ovid rube. We started the hatove, so we do most of the neiris. Fakert, to stop now, so the Menachem Eishav Nefesh has to stop now. I'm making hatove, and I could, this is the name of Aviran Ala Mitzvahs. I'm in the middle of hatove. I can't do all of them because there has to be two atovis, but I don't stop after two. Fakert, I have another nair in front of me, aim aviran ala mitzvah. So fakert, before I'm going to do the dam atomid, I'll do some more nairis. I'll do the maximum I can do. I'll aim aviran ala mitzvah. Like the Gemara, I bezoi the navid shis. So make six nairis. Why you made the five nairis? You have to make two atovis. So make six neiris, and then make the dam atomid, and then make another neir. Omakro beitivoy es haneirois yaktireno. Whenever you make atova, it has to be atova of two neiris. Beineirois prusois mishtaim. So you have to have atova of two neiris. Let us see Rashi. There's no Rashi. Let us see Taisvis. The Ema Chad Shadye Ledishin Mizbeach Apnimi. Of Popet Estakashe on Abai. Let us say one Boiker will put on the Dishin Mizbeach Apnimi. That'll be first. Three Boikers. Then the Kadme Ledama Tomid. And then we'll put another Boiker to the Dama Tomid. So the Dama Tomid will have Dishin Mizbeach Apnimi, Dama Tomid, and Atovis Chomish Neiris. Vim Toima. Fraktoisvis nishti tavayu baboiker adam atomid. Let's take both boikers on the dam atomid. The nigdem lishmlodishim is beach apnimi, the hochet los of hochet rei. According to Rav Pope, he wasn't worried about using the dam atomid to separate between the two atovis. Simantin should be before the atovis. So Fraktoisvis, let it be even before the dishon. You have two boikers, so let's put both of them to the dam atomid. V'yeshloime d'holav svori, d'nishdei tavayu, aheched loikosav elachat, v'adishim pnimi d'chsiv beitrei, loinishdei midi, yitzive ba'are v'giyore b'shmei shmai. So he says that doesn't make sense. If the Torah wrote one boiker by the tomid, and two boikers by the dishim is be'echap nimi, and now I have two extra boikers, so I should be mahapach in ganzen the side of the way the Torah wrote it. According to the Torah, the dishim is be'echap nimi is before the dama tomid. And I should take these two boikers and make the dama tomid for dishim is be'echap nimi, that you don't do. Yitziva ba'are b'giyere b'shmei shmaya, a citizen, you stick him on the ground, and a ger, you go and stick in the himmel. Inami yeshloima di'im kain. If you want to do that, le'lichtev gabi gzirim, if you want to be magdim, the tomid, to the amatomid, to the adishim is bechapnimi, let it just say one boike by the shnei gzirim. Menishdaya adam atomid. So now the adam atomid has to, the dishim is bechem nimi has to, the nagdam the dishim is bechem nimi. Vavagav doche trei voche trei mechaperode. Omedersiv trei ba boike shmamid adisrach lamei, but the nishdechad adishim is bechem nimi to be magdam, the dishim is bechem nimi over the adam atomid. Hoche tlosa vahoche trei. Ein lahakshes, hotuva baboike baboike ksiv betomid peparshes vata tetzave. This is Bemison going on the Gemara later, I think. No, it's going on before. Hoche tlosa vahoche trei. Ein lahakshes, hotuva baboike baboike. Is this the V'neiris t'chsiv ba'boiker, ba'boiker, k'may parsha shenemro v'nishnis. V'ave k'may parsha shenemro v'nishnis. So, the samazoy, twice it says ba'boiker, ba'boiker, that's magdim d'zman. But like this, it's what the parsha is repeated, but it doesn't make d'zman. Yugdam dovo shenemro boi ba'boiker, ba'boiker, l'dovo shloinemro boi elo ba'boiker. This is going on the more later. Okay.